hard, but just believe me.
It's 1 o'clock. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Always know this. It's all about the quality of life and finding a happy balance between work and friends and family. Philip Green.
Inspiration.
Inspiration. 92.3 FM.
92.3.
Inspiration FM.
Good afternoon. And welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour. On this program, we explore our health from that perspective, that awesome, unique perspective that deviates from conventional health, but incorporates and goes beyond. A perspective that gives reverence to the source of our being, implying that everything starts in wellness. That's our starting point. That's what God has given us as His gift to all of us, His children. That's when ailment shows up. Impart the five pillars of wellness: spirituality, mindset, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment. Next Sunday, we have quite a show lined up for you. We'll be interviewing the chairperson of the Ladies Environmental Club. This is a club of really powerful women who have come together to create an impact on the environment. Welcome to the month of July. June has gone, and we spent a lot of time talking about our menfolk from several perspectives. We did the challenge, the mango challenge, where we ask all our men to enjoy one of the Benue mangoes every single day and see how the body responds to it. And of course, we got quite a bit of feedback, testimonies as to how they felt in terms of the improved function, because that food is loaded with so many things. We also have ongoing now the men's reboot and retool challenge. Also in this month, we talked about men's health from several perspectives, from the fitness component, the mental component. We talked about the men's prostate and fertility health, and also looked at defining the modern man. All those are available on the podcast. I'll give you the link in a moment. But today, we're going to explore social wellness, which dwells into both mindset and definitely into lifestyle. Our networks, how this impacts our daily mood, emotional well-being, even our biological metabolic well-being. Those interactions, some of them we take for granted, and some we cultivate deliberately out of either selfish reasons or some of us knowing it's an important cultural component. To explore social wellness, good afternoon to our wellness coach today, Sharisa Jewere, who's also your nutrition expert par excellence.
Good afternoon. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Delighted to have you as usual.
Delighted to be here. Happy new month. This is a very unique month. This month, we're speaking on social wellness. And social wellness has been in existence since the 2000s, as in 2000s. And just giving focus to social connections, positive connections, being in that wellness space of taking care of yourself within the pillars of wellness.
Social connections. I remember as a little child growing up, my dad, after Mass on Sundays, would always go visit somebody. Whether we spent 10 minutes or an hour there, he always had someone on his list to go and visit, to go and check on, whether they were well or they were ill, or they had traveled and one spouse was home, or they just had a child, or they recently got married, or there's someone had passed. We always went to visit somebody. Is that part of social wellness?
That is part of social wellness, yes.
And as a child, you just absorb this passively, but truly they're teaching the importance of the village, the importance of that network, the importance of being connected and how it factors into our overall community and individual well-being, wellness.
So that story that you just shared also helps us with our overall health. So when you visit a friend, you feel good inside that you were able to just take that time out, socialize, even if it's 10 minutes, even if it's 15 minutes. And if you're unable to, you know, call or connect with your friends, you can, if you're unable to visit physically with your friends, you can always call them on the phone. That's also okay.
So in the current age, phone, would you include reaching them on WhatsApp and the other social media platforms as part of social well-being?
Yes, absolutely. Just reaching out to someone just shows that you care and, you know, helps the other person's spirit, uplifts their mental health.
It's even more uplifting when you do it just purely out of the word C-A-R-E, care. I'm just checking on you to care about, just see how you're doing. Not because you have an agenda, not because you have something you want to get from the person. No, just simply reach out.
And, you know, as we think of this new month, July, we know that, one, we want to be intentional, but how do we come about being intentional throughout the month? Our children, some are coming up from holidays, some are graduating, some people are going on vacation. What does that really mean? Have you planned out your month of July? Even for the children who are coming on holidays, what's the plans?
So in these plans, we should include visitation. Catching up with aunties, uncles, cousins, the ones who are physically nearby, and reaching out to those who are a bit distant. And if it's assigned to the children, the older ones, okay, you have to call ABC on this day. You have to call Auntie Flora, Auntie Theodora, and Auntie Aura on that day. You have to call Uncle Ben, Uncle Bernard, and Uncle, wasn't that being name?
Mm-hmm. And this is not just about socializing, but also taking it into your home as, are you caring for your mom and dad? Are you caring for your siblings? Just in the overall sense of wellness, do you have a workout plan? What's your wellness plan for July? What does wellness look like for you for the month of July? It's not just a term, but it's an actual thing. Social Wellness Month for July.
A tip we picked up from a marriage and work-life program.
Balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, balance program held by the Diocesans. And also, I also heard this from uncle of mine who lives here in the Southwest. They cross relationship. So wife checks on her in-laws and husband checks on his in-laws. Any issue with the in-laws comes through, any issue with the husband's parents comes through the wife. Any issue with the wife's parents comes through the husband. I mean, that really creates a very tight, intertwined relationship and a sense of wellness and just love.
Well, it helps to support the relationship, it helps to build the relationship, and not necessarily an issue. It can just be something positive that, well, I spoke to mom today, she's doing great, she went to church, everything is well. And of course, that also makes mom feel good.
Social well-being, physically or through one of our mediums, interacting with friends and family, close family, extended family, friends from your school days, the old boys, old girls network, important. Friends from, and when we talk about school, not just secondary school, but even the university colleagues, definitely the folks, if you went through NYSC, the folks you engaged or you got to know during NYSC, just reach out to them.
So checking on an old friend.
There's a metabolic component that happens in you when you reach out this way. You have a boost in your own wellness hormones, proven scientifically. Hormones ranging from your natural antidepressants such as serotonin, your feel-good hormone, dopamine, so many other ones. Just by engaging in social wellness, you uplift yourself metabolically and you enhance your immune system, you enhance your neurological systems, you enhance your cognitive systems also.
So let's talk about those who are nearby, because we're speaking about the friends, the family. What about those people who are in your office? And the social wellness even includes, yes, saying, how are you? Maybe giving your colleague a handshake or a tap on the shoulder or a hug. That's also okay. That uplifts the spirit. Yes.
So how you speak to those in your workspace, it's also uplifting to the spirit. And it's part of social wellness. Engaging them in encouraging, uplifting dialogue, words, praise, acknowledgement.
Yes. Social wellness includes those physical aspects other than hugging and high-fiving, laughing. That's also part of wellness.
Laughing is a very powerful one. Folks, again, from the medical or physiological component of laughing, from head to toe, the benefits of laughter are just explosive. You increase blood flow to your brain. You increase blood flow to the entire body. You're taking deeper breaths, so you're pushing more oxygen around from head to toe. You're exercising your facial muscles, so it makes you look even younger. It's a huge boost on your immune system. Again, a lot of hormones and neurotransmitters get into play when you laugh. Your lymphatic system that clears the debris from the cells to the liver and out just loves it. It just loves laughter because all those muscles get to push and move out the sewage system into the path of excretion. Even digestion improves with laughter. Did I mention the immune system already?
Yes.
Did I mention it already?
You did.
Did I mention it already?
Yes.
There's a book to read called The Anatomy of an Illness. It's a book about a man who had a very severe autoimmune condition and used laughter therapy as one of the major components to reverse his condition. Anatomy of an Illness, written by Norman Cousins, who was a journalist in New York. Anatomy of an Illness. So, laughter. Any other facets of social well-being and social wellness?
Just being nurturing. So, your relationship with your spouse, your relationship with your children and those around you, not being judgmental, but being more affirmative, being more positive. This is nurturing relationships around you.
Make time out as a group and break out of the home and do something socially fun. Yes, we know about restaurants. Yes, we know about the bar. No, go to a place like Lufasi. Go to a nature spot and just be involved with nature. Hug the trees, walk around barefooted, enjoy the ferns, the fauna, everything in nature. There's the conservatory also.
There's the conservatory. There's the wellness center where you can come and have a wellness experience.
And you can come as a family or come in pairs. Of course, there's the shorelines, and we have quite a few, both a bit not far from us, and the more distant, going by boat. In Akwe, what was that place called?
Takwa Bay.
There's several places where you can just go and have a nature experience. Now, also in social wellness, there are programs, especially if you're married. There are marital programs just to reconnect, rebond. See where you all have taken each other for granted. A scenario where you get to talk with different themes and notice, I didn't know that. Wow, okay, this has been going on. It just creates a neutral, healing environment. And there are many of these programs, some through the churches and many are through NGOs.
Several aspects to social wellness. There is exercise. And so exercise, this is something that you just have to program your mind that, you know what, I am going to move. Whatever it is, let me be in movement. So if you have a sedentary job, sedentary lifestyle, you actually need to make that extra effort. Put it on your to-do list. Put it on your computer that, okay, let me stand up. Let me get a desk extender. Let me stand up. Let me do some squats at my desk. Let me go to the other end of the building. Let me make sure that in practicing social wellness, I also have my water bottle. I have the things I need around me. So you want to really gear yourself towards that social wellness.
Again, in social wellness, engage others to do the same thing. Challenge one another. Pair with others to do the water intake, to stand up a certain number of hours a day, to play ping pong, to walk 5,000 steps a day.
Yes, at least 5,000. Your aim is 10,000 and above.
You want it to be more structured? Get a coach or get into one of the challenges and do it as a social group.
Yes.
The impact is even more.
And of course, this conversation would not be complete without speaking on food. So if, of course, you are in that mindset of you need to do something different this month, today is just July 2nd. You have a chance to write down all the things that we are suggesting, all the things that we're saying. You're walking, you're visiting friends, you're socializing in the office with positivity, affirmations, complimenting others, complimenting your wife, just taking that time out to slow down, but also be connected and intentional.
Social wellness. There is this spiritual component. You could encourage one another to meditate. And the different forms of meditation. You could encourage one another, even challenge each other into prayer. Spiritually connecting to a higher source. There's so many facets, so many ways to achieve or engage in social
wellness. So I was about to share on the aspect of nutrition. So under social wellness and just being in tune, intentional, deliberate, have a meal plan. And if you don't know how to make a meal plan, reach out to your nutritionist, reach out to us at Carib Health NG so that we can help you with this. Having a schedule so that you're able to plan yourself ahead of time. You can meal prep, take your lunch to work with you every day, have your water bottles packed. You've heard the saying, if you don't plan, what's the saying?
If you don't plan,
you'll fall into the plan of others.
Exactly. Yes.
And what do they have planned for you? Not much. So planning ahead is important. Tomorrow is July 3rd. What are you doing today for tomorrow? In the line of social wellness, your schedule, your meal prep, your exercise. Have a calendar so that you can check off daily that you've done the exercise for the morning, that you've done your water therapy, you've done your meal prepping. You're eating between a certain time. Those of you who have heard about intermittent fasting, and maybe your social wellness is, you know what, for the month of July, I am going to avoid all processed foods. All processed foods. And what are the processed foods? Those foods such as the breads, the biscuits, the soft drinks, the chips. You will actually be okay. So what's your commitment for the month of July under social wellness? And I know Dr. mentioned next week we're having the ladies from the environmental group here. That's also part of social wellness.
You've heard me quote that we're actually one with the environment. As we undo the environment, we're also slowly undoing ourselves directly and indirectly. Talking about nutrition, if you're taking up one of these, I don't use the word challenges, take up one of these suggestions, again, take the spouse along, take one or two of your colleagues along,
yes.
your buddies, your yes. alumni friends.
Absolutely. Accountability, having someone else with you is key. having someone else on that journey where they can say, did you do your water? That's just like a checkmate. Did you do your exercise today? I mean, it makes you also feel good when you've actually completed the task.
All right. We shall take a break here. When we come back, we'll open the lines for questions or comments or just to share at 0700-923-923-923.
Not here to prove anything. We just want you to have the best time listening to your radio. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
That special secret that awakens taste buds. Long watering wonder with a summer rose. Terra Seasoning Cubes.
Terra Seasoning Cube turns your meals into a masterpiece.
Nasco quality cornflakes are so full of nourishing goodness made by a natural flaking process that retains all the natural goodness of the whole corn, whole taste, and crunchiness for the whole family. Now available in 35 grams, 55 grams, and 140 gram packs.
Listen to Fidelity SME Forum at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays with repeat broadcast at 6:30 p.m. on Thursdays as we continue to equip you with insight, skills, and expertise required for building a sustainable business only on Inspiration 92.3 FM.
So we're looking at different facets of social wellness. We've talked about the nutritional component, the lifestyle components, accountability, even taking up challenges in the office. We've talked about reaching out to families, close family, extended family, and your colleagues from the primary school, secondary school, and even the university days. There's such an enrichment to both the individual and the group when we engage socially, when we put phone calls across or just go and visit. The person doesn't have to be ill. You just go and visit. Or you call just to say, I'm just checking on you. I don't have any other reason, no motive, no, nothing I'm expecting from you, just to say hello. It boosts your wellness in several aspects of your body's metabolism and also your immune health.
In the aspects of social wellness, sometimes we often forget about others, asking for help. If you find that you're in a difficult situation, if you're challenged, it's okay. Don't take the whole backpack and put on your and carry this burden by yourself. Ask for help. That's part of wellness.
Ask for help. Reach out. Don't assume others know what's going on with you. Even if they may know, the severity may be oblivious to them. So just reach out. Yes, once upon a time we were, and we still are, to a large proportion, our brother's keeper. Our ancestors knew the importance of those social networks, those social connections. And so we're raised into it. There's a saying that in Africa, it takes a village to raise a child. How come it's tied to Africa? Because it's something our ancestors knew that we had, that Europeans must have noticed when they came over and really, you know, picked on it. Those social networks. It could be through your ethnic groups, it could be through your professional groups, it could be through so many groups that we are affiliated with. Mm-hmm. Key is engage. Have a good, healthy social reach out, interaction, and initiate it. Especially those you haven't heard from. In fact, assignment for this week, for today, Seth. Somebody I haven't spoken to in quite a while. List about 5 of them.
Yeah.
Just go through your phone. Mm-hmm. Just look at 5 of the people you haven't spoken to in a month or even in a year.
Yes.
Just surprise them with that phone call.
Just the thought. You know, when you have the thoughts of someone and you reach out to them, they will be pleased about this.
sounds simple, but the health benefits of it are tremendous.
Now, our treat for our listeners that we have today, we have a social wellness program. It is a free program that will be held on Zoom today at 7. And as part of your social wellness, organizing yourself, helping you to stick to a schedule, our topic on this social wellness program is Healthy Cooking 101. So there are many of you out there that want to know, okay, I hear about healthy cooking, but what exactly is it? How do I go about it? I really don't know what to eat. I don't know how to prepare foods. We will have a short program this evening at 7. Just reach out to us at Carib Health NG so we can send you the Zoom link. So follow us on Instagram, Carib Health NG, or call our WhatsApp, our number 0809-661-4455, and just text send the link and we will send the link to you so that you can join us for this free social wellness Healthy Cooking 101 program at 7.
Okay, so assignment, social wellness, you'll call 5 people. Of the 5 people, let 2 people be relatives, 2 alumni, and 1 you can pick from whatever other group. There are many other ways to bond. Let's talk about bonding with our children. Many of us have children who are teenage years, we have children who are in the late teens or early adulthood, who are in that want to be independent mode. Make time to do special things with them. Could be just as simple as going to play a game. Monopoly, Ludo, chess, checkers.
Doc, you know that many of the young adults are now on the tech games. Oh. So you may need to
play those games.
Yes, yeah. That is a way of bonding with your son. And I don't think girls play that much, but if they do, but that's definitely a way. Step into their world to bond with them.
Very true.
Yes.
And it's okay to also take them out to do fun things outside the house beyond the screen and the boob tube.
Yes, that's true. Okay, folks, so takeaways. Be organized. This is Social Wellness Month for the month of July. Set a daily schedule. Have your meal plan ready. Your schedule that shows the exercise, what you plan to do each day, your water therapy. Just set some intentional goals on your to-do list so that you can accomplish them for this month.
You can also include a couple of people to help you be accountable and do things in pairs, in triplets, in quadruplets, in groups.
Yes, absolutely. Reach out to us for the Zoom link 0809-661-4455 or follow us on Carib Health NG and also on Dr. Patrick Ijewari on Instagram.
You guys know that African pear is coming on the market. That one they call Obe. And we call Olumu. Go and enjoy that fruit while it's in season. Power-packed fruit. Have a blessed week.
Have a blessed week, everyone.
Inspiration. 92.3 FM.